In the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely. As human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order, a world where the rule of law governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind.
A shining purpose, the illumination of a thousand.